Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. India slams Pakistan at UN Human Rights Council for its policy with military dominance and persecution. US President Donald Trump says recognition to Palestine is rewarding Hamas. Super Typhoon Ragasa kills 14 people in Taiwan, dozens missing. In shooting, ISSF Junior World Cup kicks off in New Delhi today. And in Asia Cup cricket, India to take on Bangladesh in Super 4 match in Dubai this evening. And now the news in detail. India has strongly criticized Pakistan at the UN Human Rights Council for misusing the forum with baseless and provocative statements against India. Speaking at the 60th session of the UN Human Rights Council, Councillor, Permanent Mission of India in Geneva, Kshitij Tyagi said that Pakistan must vacate India's territory instead of attempting it to possess it and focus on rescuing its economy, which is on life support.
A delegation that epitomizes the antithesis of this approach continues to abuse this forum with baseless and provocative statements against India. Instead of coveting our territory, they would do well to vacate the Indian territory under the illegal occupation and focus on rescuing an economy on life support, a polity muzzled by military dominance, and a human rights record stained by persecution. Perhaps once they find time away from exporting terrorism, harboring UN-proscribed terrorists, and bombing their own people.
Mr. Tyagi also underscored that UN Human Rights Council must remain universal, objective and non-selective. He also called for collective efforts in the council, which should foster unity and constructive engagement rather than division. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar hosted a high-level meeting of the Global South countries in New York on the sidelines of the 80th UN General Assembly session. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar called for utilizing the existing forums to strengthen consultations among Global South with a view to enhance solidarity and encourage collaboration. He also made proposals on reforms in the UN and multilateralism as a whole. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that on the sidelines of the high-level meeting, he also met Singapore's Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan, St. Lucia's Foreign Minister Alva Bathist, and Foreign Minister of Somalia Abdis Salam Ali. He also interacted with his Dutch counterpart David van Wiel, where he had an insightful conversation on European strategic positioning and India's approach. The External Affairs Minister also met Danish Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen, where he discussed the bilateral ties between India and Denmark and India-EU cooperation under the Danish presidency. Dr. Jaishankar informed that he also interacted with his counterparts from Mauritius, Maldives, Sri Lanka and Lesotho. US President Donald Trump has said granting recognition to Palestine is rewarding Hamas. In his first speech at the UN General Assembly, UNGA, Mr. Trump told Hamas to return every prisoner held hostage and the bodies of every hostage killed back to Israel. On Gaza conflict, he said he has been deeply engaged in seeking a ceasefire in Gaza, adding that unfortunately, Hamas has repeatedly rejected reasonable offers to bring peace. A report.
President Trump termed the recognition of the state of Palestine by a majority of the members of the United Nations as a reward to the terror group Hamas, reminding the members about the brutal October 7 attacks. 156 countries, including France and Belgium, had officially recognized the state of Palestine on Monday. He also criticized UN's relevance and urged action on global conflicts. He also accused NATO nations of funding Russia by buying its energy and urged Europe to adopt US-led sanctions. He stressed on stricter tariff on Russia if it refuses peace process. Calling Ukraine war prolonged and miscalculated, Mr. Trump said it was expected to be brief. On the warning of nuclear threats by Iran, Mr. Trump said it must never have possessed nuclear weapons, labeling it the top sponsor of terror. He questioned the UN's effectiveness, calling it full of empty words. With Sakshi's report, Komadi Parikh from Akashvani News, Delhi.
A wave of Israel's allies is announcing their recognition of the state of Palestine. On Sunday, the UK, Canada and Australia formally declared their recognition of Palestinian statehood, while France joined them on Monday. US President Donald Trump has said that Ukraine could win back all of its territory from Russia with military support from NATO and the United States. President Trump said on his social media post that Kyiv was in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form. This shift in Trump's stance followed a bilateral meeting with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who welcomed it as a significant change. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The US space agency NASA announced that it hopes to send astronauts on a 10-day trip around the moon in February 2026. NASA had previously committed to launching no later than the end of April, but now aims to bring the mission forward, a report.
It has been 50 years since any country has flown a crewed lunar mission. NASA plans to send 4 astronauts on this mission to test critical systems. Lakeisha Hawkins, NASA's acting deputy associate administrator, described it as an important milestone in human space exploration. The mission is part of NASA's Artemis program, which aims to explore the moon for scientific discovery, develop new technologies, and prepare for future missions to Mars, ultimately aiming for a long-term human presence on the moon. The first Artemis mission, launched in November 2022, lasted 25 days and involved an uncrewed spacecraft traveling around the moon before safely re-entering Earth's atmosphere. That mission was overwhelmingly successful. With Javed Ali's report, Shagun Chopra for World News.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed his condolences on the demise of Grand Mufti of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Abdullah bin Muhammad Al-Sheikh. In a social media post, Mr. Modi shared thoughts and prayers with the people of Saudi Arabia in this time of grief. The royal court announced that Saudi Arabia's Grand Mufti Sheikh Abdulaziz passed away yesterday. Sheikh Abdulaziz, who also headed the Council of the Senior Scholars, the General Presidency of Scholarly Research and IFTA, and the Supreme Council of the Muslim World League, was one of the kingdom's most prominent religious leaders. Super Typhoon Ragasa killed 14 people in Taiwan, with dozens gone missing. The typhoon pounded the island with torrential rains and brought widespread damage to parts of East Asia. The outer rim of typhoon has been bearing down on Taiwan since Monday as its path moves down towards the southern Chinese coast. Meanwhile, China's National Meteorological Center said the typhoon was expected to bring winds of up to 200 km per hour, rain between 25 centimeters to 45 centimeters, and waves as high as 7 meters. Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei has warned against nuclear negotiations with the U.S. under the current circumstances, stating that they would not serve Iran's national interests. He further cautioned that such talks could result in major losses for Iran, some of which might be irreparable. And in sports, the ISSF Junior World Cup will kick off in New Delhi from today. The next generation of shooting talent across 15 Olympic events and 2 non-Olympic events will be competing in rifle, pistol, shotgun, will be held at Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range from today till the 2nd of October. In men's T20 Asia Cup, India and Bangladesh will clash in a Super 4 stage encounter at Dubai International Cricket Stadium this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Today's winner will confirm the place in the final. Both teams have won their first game of the Super 4 stage. India defeated Pakistan for the second time in the tournament, whereas Bangladesh defeated Sri Lanka. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India slams Pakistan at UN Human Rights Council for its policy with military dominance and persecution. US President Donald Trump says recognition to Palestine is rewarding Hamas. Super Typhoon Ragasa kills 14 people in Taiwan, dozens missing. In shooting, ISSF Junior World Cup kicks off in New Delhi today. And in Asia Cup cricket, India to take on Bangladesh in Super 4 match in Dubai this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.